Good morning. On Sunday the 22nd of May 2022, the readings for today are from Revelation chapter 21 beginning in verse 10 and then continuing on verse 22 into chapter 22 verse 5. And the second reading is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 14 verses 23 to 29. And it's the Gospel according to St. John chapter 14 that I want to start in. And in particular, I want to begin at verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, so we need to read verse 22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? So this is the other Judas of the disciples that Jesus is talking to. So verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So let me read verse 23 again. This is Jesus talking. And he says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And I have to admit, I just go, wow, absolutely wow, Almighty God, the Father, and His Son Jesus are coming to live in me. And I know it's the Holy Spirit as well, because it's by the Spirit that they live in me, because it's not two people. And yes, it sounds like two people, Jesus talking to my Father, and He talks about His Father. But we know that the Lord our God is one, and yet He reveals Himself as being three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But whatever way you look at this, He's coming to dwell in me. Now, there's a condition. It says, if anyone loves me. And I've said before that this love me is not just, oh, I love God, I love you, I love whatever. No, but I love Him. I love Him because He's my Savior. Because I realize I can't save myself. I realize that I need help from Almighty God, and praise God, He's given us Jesus. He's come in the form of Emmanuel, God with us, the Son of God. And as the Son of God, He died on the cross and He took my place and took my sin and the sin of the whole world. And I believe that and I trust in Him. And by trusting in Him, I love Him. I love Him for what He's done. And so Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And it's not that I have to keep His word by doing and setting out to do these things and I'm going to do my best. No. But it's because I love Him, because He is my Savior. He comes in and He dwells within me, the second part. And we will come to Him and make our home with Him. He lives in me, and by His Spirit, by Him living in me, He enables me to keep His word. And that is just, wow, it just blows me away. And you see, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, and He's saying, we will come and live with you. We will be in you because you love us, because you love me. We will be with you. We will make our home with you. And that's just, wow, that is just wonderful. And then it continues on. Reading down at verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you'd rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. And the thing is, Jesus had said earlier in John 14 that He was going to come back and take them to be where He was. And so we have this, that the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God comes and lives in us because we're trusting in Jesus, because we love Him. Well, I want to turn now to Revelation chapter 21, because this really is the bit that I want to focus on today. But I wanted to use that in John 14 as an introduction, because that was John talking to the disciples. Now in Revelation 21, this is a different time. This is once we get to heaven. And verse 10 says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." And you know, we'd heard about this last week at the beginning of Revelation 21, because it says in verse 2, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." And the thing is, it says in the scripture about how it's prepared as a bride. And the thing is, this is the present of God to us. So verse 10, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." So now John's getting to see this holy city. He's getting to see this present from God to us. So then scrolling down to verse 22. "But I saw no temple in it." Now the thing is, John was expecting there to be a temple. Why? Because as a Jew, you went to the temple to worship with God. So let me read verse 22 again. "But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." God is the temple. Now we know from other parts of Scripture in the New Testament that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells, which links in with John 14 and links in with this in Revelation 22. So there's no need for a temple because we're with God in this life. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. But whenever I go to heaven, there's no need for a temple because it's in the case of because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. So I'm in him as much as he's in me, and we're together. And it continues in verse 23, "The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it. The glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light." So not only is the Lamb the Lamb and the Lord God Almighty the temple, the Lamb is also the light. And then it says, "And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light." So we walk in Jesus. We walk in Jesus, the Lamb of God, who's taken away the sin of the world. Verse 24, "And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light." And there again, "The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light." Brilliant. And let me just emphasize that going down to verse 27. "But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." You see, the thing is, the emphasis is, unless you love God, unless you love Jesus, unless you love Jesus and know Jesus as your Savior, you will not experience God in you in this life. Unless you love Jesus, unless Jesus is your Savior, you will not experience him in the next life. Because those who don't love Jesus hate him. Those who don't love Jesus and don't submit themselves to the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord are defiled, they're an abomination, they're a lie. And they are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because only those of us who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will experience this. And the way that you get into the Lamb's Book of Life is by trusting in Jesus and believing in him. By believing in him, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And indeed by loving him. By loving him. And I know for me, I want to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know for me, I want to love Jesus, and I do love Jesus. And my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I can say that for certainty, because I know that I love Jesus and I trust in him as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Therefore, I can read this in Revelation 21 and on into 22. And I can see what there's going to be. There's going to be no more night. It's going to be day all the time because Jesus is the light and I get to walk in the light. Now, the thing is, I know that I walk in the light here and now in this life. And we are called to walk in the light. We're called to walk according to the Spirit. But as I have already said, is that we can at times have a tendency to sin. Now, it's not, you know, we are saints. Paul wrote to the saints in Ephesus, and he wrote to different places, and he talked to the saints. He didn't write to sinners. He wrote to saints. And people sometimes get confused with this and say, well, I'm still a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace, but I'm still a sinner. Well, that's not the way the Bible looks at you. The Bible looks at you as a saint. And people say, well, if I'm a saint, that means I'm sinless. And I would say, no, if you're a saint, you're someone who sins less. And the point is, because Jesus lives in you and the Father and the Son come and make their dwelling within you in this life, John 14, he changes you from the inside out, and you find yourself sinning less as you go on in this life. Perfection, as it were, in your total spirit, soul and body only comes when you go to heaven. And I say it like that because in your spirit right now, if you're born again, you are perfect. You have the Spirit of Jesus living in you. As it says in Ephesians chapter 1, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It's like, in a sense, you've been vacuum packed. And you are perfect once you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that is wonderful. That is good news. And so that part of your redemption is over. But your body, you know, my body, as I look at my body right now, this body definitely is not, this body definitely is imperfect. It's a mortal body. And it will return to the grave, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Because that's what happens. But I know that when I die, or if the Lord comes back, I will be raised with a brand new immortal body that I will have forever. And then that part of my redemption is over from my body. And then there's the third part, which is my mind, my will and my emotions, my soul, that is still being changed and being renewed. Romans 12 and verse 2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we're made up of three parts. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. And we all look at our bodies and that's what we see. But when we're born again, the real part of us is our spirit. And so the spirit part is a finished, it's a done deal. And so because it's finished, then I know that the Lord lives in me. But when, what Revelation 21 and 22 is talking about, when I go to heaven, then I will be brand spanking new in entirety, perfected forever in my whole being, spirit, soul and body. And I'll be living in the light as he is in the light perfectly. Whereas what I was saying was, in this life I endeavour to live in the light of Jesus. And I do it better and better as I submit to him and allow him to change me. And that's the same for all of us. But we'll only be perfect in that whenever we go to heaven. We'll only be perfect in that when we join into the next life. So these two readings, John chapter 14 and Revelation chapter 1. John 14 is talking about here and now in this life. Revelation 21 is talking about what will be. And yes, there will be this new Jerusalem, this holy city that God has prepared and giving to us. And there's no need for a temple in it because Jesus and the Father, the Holy Spirit, they are the temple and Jesus is the light. So because he's the light, it's always going to be daytime. Always going to be daytime. And it will be perfect. And that is good news. So it's lovely seeing this link between John chapter 14 and Revelation 21. And it is something to aspire to. It is something to look for. And so John gets to see, and that's the beauty of this. John, who wrote John 14, is the same John who wrote Revelation 21. And so John is showing of what was and what will be. Because remember, whenever he wrote this, he was still, as it were, in the John 14 setup, because he wasn't dead, obviously, because he's able to relay this to us of what he saw in the Spirit. And so we can listen to what he describes and know that yes, it's going to be good, it's going to be brilliant, it's going to be mighty, it's going to be powerful, but we get, as it were, a taste of what we're going to receive in Revelation 21. We get a taste of that right now. Why? Because of what it says in John 14. Because we have, when we love the Father, when we love the Lord Jesus, let me turn to it. John chapter 14. Jesus says in verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So we get a taste of what's going to be in Revelation 21 right now. How? Whenever you become born again. Whenever you give your life to Jesus, whenever you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you submit to him as your Lord, you get a taste because he comes and lives in you and he changes you and shows throughout your life the pure love that only comes from him because it is him. So be encouraged, church. Be encouraged with what lies ahead. But be encouraged not only with what lies ahead, but what you have right now in him. Fall in love with him more and more and more and allow him to change you. Allow him to make you into what he wants you to be. That indeed it is for his praise and for his glory. So that people will see and all men and women will be drawn to him through you. Through you, because he's in you. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.